much about.
You got to put it in perspective.
Is that what this is? It's not a party. It's a filthy penis meeting.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I deserve delicious sausage.
I need the weenie. I need it. I need the weenie. I need it, need it, need it.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just a little aroused.
Wieners are hazardous to your health.
Wow, I'd really like penis.
Wiener did stand up and take the beating.
That's what she said.
It's okay to lie to women. They're not people like us.
I don't want anything to do with your wiener.
Is meat on the menu this week?
And now.
I know what you're asking yourself. And the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon.
Our feature presentation.
Being very laser focused today on one thing.
I was thinking of Lisa. Let's put that together. I thought, you know, what would she enjoy? How would she like to start her day?
I enjoyed that. I've been to a dirty penis meeting,
is
and
that
they're
right?
Pretty great. Yeah.
Wow. See, there you go.
Welcome into the Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Thursday party, people. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Thank you.
Not you, Beer Mug.
No.
Hey, I thought this was interesting. This is, Kevin, you subscribe to every newspaper, every magazine, every journal. There's very little I can get by you because you like to stay current and you're quite the reader.
Most of them scientific magazines,
right.
Yes.
That's why I know that you subscribe to Significance. That is the magazine of the Royal Statistical Society and the American Statistical Association. You get that, right?
My whole life.
Yeah. Monday, they came out with an interesting article where they decided to look into how effective bank robberies are. Is this a good occupation to go into? Is being a bank robber an excellent choice if you want to make a lot of money? Because we all think, man, if I could just get in there, if I could just have my way with that bank, man, I'd be set for life, right?
But yeah. I don't think anyone seriously considers it as in, this is an actual option.
More it's an act of desperation.
Yeah, well, it's an act of desperation.
I mean, an awful lot of people do it. I mean, Los Angeles is the bank robbery capital of the country. You know, I mean, there's bank robberies every week. So the professors involved in this study were granted what they called rare and unique access to normally confidential data from the British Bankers Association and from the FBI in the United States. And they wanted to find out, you know, like I have no idea. Because they don't put this on the news. They don't tell you how much money you get when you rob a bank, when you hear about a report of it, because they don't want you to know if it's $800,000, because then maybe a lot of people start thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
They found out that what do you think the average take from a bank heist was?
They should be able to walk away with, I don't know, $30,000 just out of the drawers.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think most average even get to the safe. So it would have to be in the drawers.
Out of the drawers.
Yeah, I'd say probably less than that.
Yeah,
I'd say
you're probably right. Like 10, maybe?
15 grand or something.
The average in the United States is $4,330.
It?
Apparently, most bank tellers have between $2,000 and $4,000 in their drawer. And you're absolutely right, Kevin. It's almost impossible to get back to the safe. Now, this article is fascinating because it goes into all the different all the different kinds of bank robberies there are and how many people are involved and whether they use guns or not. I mean, that all determines how successful the bank robbery is and how deep you go into the bank. But, of course, every time you got more people involved, then you've got a lower haul per person because you've got to split it all up, right?
No, you kill them on the way out. Come on, B.
Oh, dude.
Did you know anything about this?
$4,330, though.
You can't split that three ways.
Yeah, that is that. Look, if your plan is to rob a bank and then you think you'll be set for retirement, start thinking again. A third of the robberies yielded nothing, by the way, which makes the average even lower.
A full third.
What did they
got? Nothing.
I wonder if they panic and run out. Or
what losers?
Or the teller says no, and they go, "Okay,
I'm going to rob a bank. I failed. I got nothing."
That's terrible.
Then you got to factor in the even for people who get the money and leave the bank. Take out the percentage of the people who then get caught and they don't get away because money goes back into the bank, right?
Right.
So it just keeps getting lower and lower and lower.
Then you have to list it as income and pay taxes. You don't want to do that. It cuts it in half.
Armed robbers come away with more than unarmed ones, as we talked about, and then they go into more people, more money. I don't know. I just thought it was really interesting because it's one thing I've noticed. Whenever you hear the report on the radio about a bank robbery that is successful, you always wonder, wow, I wonder what they wonder how much they got. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're careful not to mention that number.
Well, it explains why that old man who's always hitting banks in Orange County is always hitting banks.
Yes.
He's just not making that much money. If he's got some medical bills to pay off or
whatever.
Right,
this will last me a week, but then I'm going to have to go back.
Yeah.
There's one other thing I wanted to mention. In this same article, they make reference to the book Freakonomics that I think many, many people listening, and I know, Lisa, you read, I read. It's a great, great book. But they pointed out in that book, it was mentioned that crack dealers, by and large, live at home with their parents. Because even though they're slinging crack, they're not making enough money to move out of their house. So it looks so glamorous. They don't
crack
have outside.
Wait, yeah. Crack dealers aren't making enough money to live on their own?
Most of them, according to the book, yeah. Huh. According to the statistics that they came up, which I just think is hilarious. Because that takes away from your street cred. If you've got I really need to move this crack now because I got to get home for my mom. She's making dinner.
Yeah, that is kind of wussy.
So I think the moral
be
of the story...
Be home soon, son. Yeah, I just got to move the meth and then I'll be home.
I think the moral of the story is maybe bank robbery, not so much.
Don't all right. make that not an really occupation. Worth it. All right, yeah. That's
you want
a good
to risk
tip.
Going to jail for 10 years for $4,000? Good luck with that.
Kids are graduating. They need advice.
Sure.
Yeah. Future careers. Yeah. I think this came at a good time.
Scratch that right off the list.
Yep. That's a good tip. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
I'm Larry Flint. I approve this message.
You don't even know what this message is, Larry. We have Petros Papadakis on the program today.
Maybe that was it.
We have your tickets to see Ted. Ooh. We're excited about that. Yeah. We got a good game for you. We have, remember when we were making fun of the Ultimate Frisbee?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When our
I'll
friend,
never forget that.
DJ Gouda was coming in here and he was way excited about it.
Way too excited.
King of Mexico said, it's so easy. And we said, what's easy? And he said, it's so easy. So he went out and played and we got a video of him playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, fantastic.
And he's obsessed with only with two things. One is, it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is, wow, I need to lose some weight. So anyway, we'll talk about that. We'll show you the video. We have Mike Catherwood in the studio.
Oh, awesome.
Loveline Loverboy.
Talking about that new TV show, The Choice, which he's on.
Imagine how disappointed you are if you're a young lady who shows up at the casting call to go on a program where you can date a celebrity.
It's going to be a celebrity. Who's it going to be?
And then it's Mike Catherwood. You're like, oh, man, couldn't I have at least been here last week for the situation?
We also have his partner, Dr. Drew, on the program today. And when I say partner, I mean in life.
Of course.
We're going to update you. I don't know if you heard yesterday, really late in the show, we had a listener that ran into Doto, had a Doto sighting. So we're going to update you on that just after the top of the hour. Doto is back in town. It's very difficult to identify where he is or what he's doing, but our listeners keep their eyes and ears open. And he actually showed up at somebody's home at a party.
We put the lazy eye up in the sky, hoping he would see it, but unfortunately hasn't gotten back to us yet.
So that's coming up, too. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat.
Hey, if you want to win some free stuff, including tickets to the Vans Warped Tour, Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets, and more, you can meet Beer Mug today at the Del Taco location at La Tejera Boulevard and Manchester. No, it's not Beer Mug. Who is it?
No, I don't want to meet Beer Mug.
He just doesn't want to meet him.
Yeah. Who wants to meet Beer Mug?
Everybody?
Yeah.
Like, what? Try to sell this thing, Bean, for God's sakes.
Beer Mug won't be there, but the K-Rock van will be there with lots of prizes starting at 2 o'clock today at that location. Again, that's La Tejera and Manchester. And you pick up the K-Rock sticker there, put it on the back of your car, and then send in the back. And you could win a 2012 Honda Civic Hybrid, a 2012 Honda Motorcycle, and tickets to the Honda Civic Tour with Linkin Park and Incubus. It's too much. I think Kevin was right yesterday. It's way too much for one person.
Split that up.
Yeah. You can get all those details at krock.com, and you should. Hi, Ralph Garman.
La Tejera and Manchester, you said?
That's right, yes.
It's on the way to the airport.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It is. Right there near the airport. So if you're going to the airport, stop by and pick up your sticker.
And that strip joint that's been there
yeah,
for
go there too.
For a beer mug will be.
Yep. Nude girls.
Kevin's always raving about their lunchtime buffet. You might want to check it out.
Speaking of lunchtime, Kevin, you have lived long enough to see your dreams come true in your lifetime.
Why?
Because yeah, I know how you love eating crap.
I do. That's true.
Well, Claudio Torgel is your man. Claudio has invented the machine that you will start seeing everywhere in America. It's been announced. It's a vending machine. It's called Let's Pizza. Oh. And it makes you a fresh slice of pizza from a machine.
For like a buck? You put a buck in, well, you get a fresh slice?
A little less than $6. But still.
Ouch!
You put in your money, and the dough comes out of a tube, and they flatten it, and they put sauce and cheese on it, and they bake the pizza right inside the machine. And then, bing, get a hot slice of pizza, and you're on your way. It's a vending machine that makes pizza.
Dave heard from somebody yesterday who has used this item.
What?
What? Yes, apparently it does exist somewhere. They must have had some sort of, you know, test market or something. And I think it's supposed to be pretty good.
They're setting up their new national American headquarters.
That can't be good.
Atlanta, Georgia.
I like pizza. I like any pizza, of course. But
yeah, I know you love pizza.
This can't be good, can it?
You don't know.
I don't. You're right. But
it uses
can't be
only
good.
The freshest ingredients. It's made right there in front of you. It's not like it's been sitting in there for a while. They don't warm it up and slap it out to you. It's freshly made pizza.
Ralph, I saw yesterday, unrelated to this, but sort of on the same topic, a guy who has invented a robot that can make a burrito.
Fantastic.
This is the golden age of cuisine.
We're living in Kevin's time. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Before I get to showbiz news, I want to give you a heads up. Tonight at 10 p.m. on the Bravo Network, Kathy Griffin has her talk show, Kathy. Oh. I will be appearing tonight if you want to check that out.
We had a great time last night filming it. It was very, very funny, and I think it's going to turn out well. So if you want to check that out, it's 10 p.m. tonight on Bravo.
Jerry Lewis did not fare so well this week. He collapsed.
Ah.
He was set to present Tom Cruise with the American Entertainment Icon Award from the Friars Club, but collapsed, they say, due to low blood sugar. Had to be rushed to the hospital. So he was not able to give the applause award to Tom Cruise, but Tom said that Jerry was going to be fine. Everybody was very concerned. 86 years old is the comic.
Tom's going to have him killed, didn't he?
No, apparently.
Oh, why?
He likes Tom.
Because
Tom likes him.
Tom's Tom.
All is well.
All right.
But he's recovering in the hospital, and they say he's going to be fine. But a scary moment for everybody involved.
That's all part of the good America that I believe in.
Right.
That's the wonderful part, because
you went to the hospital,
as much as we are
you were brought up
certainly in different cultures all over the world.
And he sounds so healthy.
When you come right down to it, it bottoms out at human condition.
Is
he giving that speech while running a marathon?
He's old.
He's got some health issues. Yeah. Jerry does. Mark Wahlberg has revealed to David Letterman he's going back to school to get his high school diploma.
He doesn't have it? Really?
He dropped out of school at the age of 13, Lisa.
Oh, my gosh.
Going back to get his GED, I can imagine. I don't think he's actually going to check himself into a high school and just start attending
classes.
Maybe something.
I think they let you.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's in my class. This is really weird. 13, he would have been a freshman? I mean...
Yeah, at the most.
Not even.
I don't think they even let you drop out that.
Well,
like,
no.
You're 16.
I'm sure he didn't check with them.
No, but they... Yeah,
guys, I'm going to be taken off if you don't mind.
Is that cool?
Is that right? Are we good? Are we good? Yeah, he says he's a little nervous, but he hopes to graduate in 6 to 8 months.
What's the point of that? It's not like it's held him back from getting a job.
But how often does it come up? He's very smart.
Yeah, he is. He's plenty smart, and he's got a great career, and he's got enough money. He doesn't need to...
It would be like Bill Gates going back to college now. What would the point be?
When would it ever come up?
No, but he knows. I think it's probably a personal regret
of his that he never finished school, and it's something he wants to try tick off his list of things that he's got to get done. So it'd be a nice accomplishment. Mm-hmm. 6 to 8 months, why not? Like you said, he can do whatever he wants. He wants to be a high school graduate.
Right.
And I think also ties into the fact that he is a spokesperson for a charity that helps at-risk students.
Well, to keep him in school.
Keep him in school. He's a spokesperson for a group that's sponsored by Taco Bell, actually, called Graduate to Go, and helps at-risk students stay in school. So I think he wants to prove...
make a good example of himself.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah. He said he also hopes to continue his education and go to film school.
Really?
All right. I would think he's learned a lot about film,
having
actually made films, like Ted, that opens June 29th.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was sweet.
Thank you so much. One Direction is in the news. I love this. It's getting good. Zayn, one of the members of One Direction.
He's really cute.
He's dreamy.
Zayn Malik is the best. He just bought his first house with some of his One Direction money.
That guy. What would he need him for?
For $3.1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's 19 years old.
this is going to end well. I'm just telling you. And so it begins. I can't wait till Zane is on the Kathy show one day talking about where all the money went.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch.
So you're in rehab 17 times.
Yes.
How do you feel that way?
Where did all the money go, Zane? One Direction was the biggest band in the world. Well, I bought a house right away for $3 million. Probably wasn't a great idea. Al Pacino's returning to Broadway in Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh, how great is that?
Now, if you've ever seen the movie Glengarry Glen Ross, you remember Pacino in it. Played Ricky Roma in that film. He was great in that movie. He's taking on a different role this time around. He's going to be playing Shelley Levine, who's played by Jack Lemmon, if you've ever seen the movie. Mm-hmm. But he will play the sorry, down-on-his-luck salesman from that play. But everyone's very excited because when Pacino does Broadway, and he's been on a bunch of times, ticket sales go through the roof, and everybody loves to see him live. So that's good news. And from the super-talented to the non-talented Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry, porn star Kim Kardashian. Tried to stir up some publicity this week by tweeting pictures of her Kanye West Air Yeezy 2 sneakers. She got a pair of those sneakers. They're sold out. Where did she get them?
Wow.
Oh, that's right. She's banging the guy who designed them. In fact, she and Kanye tweeted their matching pictures. They've got a matching pair of the sneakers that they're wearing together.
Oh, my God. Are they matching now?
Yeah. By the way, they're already sold out, as I mentioned. Nike only put 5,000 pairs of the limited edition sneakers on sale worldwide. They sold out immediately over the weekend. If you go on eBay, you'll find shoes selling for thousands and thousands of dollars.
No thanks.
You sure? I was thinking of getting those for your for Christmas.
What's the return on those for people who buy sneakers as investments? Is it something you can hold on to for 5 years and sell big again?
That's a lightning question. But I know certain brands, certain shoes are like collectibles. They skyrocket in value. Like some of the original Air Jordans and that kind of stuff. I know you get a lot of money for those.
You think it matters, like, if he continues his ascent? Like, if he just goes away, they wouldn't be worth anything, would they?
I don't know. You know, shoe collectors, it may be the sparsity of it. You know, with only 5,000 made, maybe that automatically makes it of value. I'm not sure. But I know there's a big market for collector sneakers out there.
You guys are going to automatically think no, but I would enjoy having Lightning on to discuss the world of,
no possible
of sneaker
way.
Investments. I really would.
Absolutely would. I would be fascinated by that
I'm
topic.
Fascinated by it. I just can't imagine that people are paying tens of thousands of dollars for a pair of sneakers.
Let's
just
have somebody on who knows.
Come on, Lightning knows that
this
stuff.
Is his wheelhouse, Kevin.
If we're going to talk about one thing besides insurance, it would be sneakers. Absolutely. Today's celebrity birthdays, Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Aww.
Celebrates his 66th birthday today. He's just 1 6 shy.
He is.
Of what I always thought his number should be. 66.
Is this the best birthday he's ever had, though, do you think?
I believe it probably is. Singer Boy George is 51. Yasmin Bleeth turns 44 years old today. Faison Love turns 44. Diablo Cody, screenwriter, celebrates her 34th birthday. J.R. Martinez, TV personality from Dancing with the Stars. He is 29 years old. And actor Kevin McHale. From Glee. He's wheels, don't you know? He's 24 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Very excited to talk to our friend Petros Papadakis next hour. He is a new daddy since the last time we talked to him. He's got little Fletcher at home. Have you seen any pictures? So cute.
No, I haven't.
I'm not.
So
cute. Thank God Fletcher takes after his mom then.
Yes, exactly. And we'll talk to P, of course, about the NBA Finals. Game 2 is tonight. The opening game on ABC was the highest rated NBA Finals game in 10 years, by the way.
Wow.
A lot of people tuning in to see LeBron James and Kevin Durant, so that is coming up.
Oh,
next hour
blah,
right here
blah,
on the...
Blah, blah, sports,
Kevin.
Blah, 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 music, blah, 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 Guns N' Roses, blah, blah,
Roland,
blah.
Can you just give us a heads up if you want to talk to us?
No, I can just tap right into your communication system. Why would I bother?
Right, but...
Because I only come on when important conversations need to be had, when important subjects need to be discussed.
We were talking about the NBA Finals. That's an important thing for a lot of people.
No! It's not. What's important to a lot of people is you disseminating misinformation.
What kind of misinformation have we
been
disseminating?
Well, yesterday on your little radio show,
yeah.
By the way, nice working in a technology from the 1800s, by the way. You said that there was going to be an Avengers director's cut re-released this summer into theaters. The Avengers.
Our entertainment,
a three-hour version of the Avengers.
Our entertainment guy, Ralph, told us that story.
And you just let him say whatever he wants on the radio, not checking his facts?
Well, we figured he knew. He
he's
knows.
The expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got all excited, and then I did some research and found out Liars!
Really?
Yeah.
It's not happening?
No, Disney has announced they have no such plan to release the additional footage from the Avengers into theaters. Over 30 minutes of footage that was cut out of the film. Oh. They have no plans on releasing it in theaters. They're going to save it only for the Blu-ray and DVD.
You must have had your hopes up so high.
And my penis!
Ralph is not going to take this news well. You know what a geek he is, right, Roland?
Oh, please. He's nothing compared to me. I am the king of the geeks.
That's true. You are.
Well, that is
you
true.
Dare
that's
get
true.
Me excited for the Avengers,
sorry.
And then you let me down when I do my own research and find out that there's no such re-release plan for August?
Well,
how dare you?
A lot of times these stories will get floated out there, and then it takes a little while for them to get straightened out.
Well, poop floats, too, but I don't go around collecting it, okay?
Look, I
only live in a world of truth, justice, and the American way.
American way, right. You should not believe anything you hear on this show, Roland.
Well, that's
you should
for sure.
Certainly know that by now.
And how come you guys aren't talking about gay Green Lantern?
We talked about that weeks ago.
That's a big, big story.
It's not a big story.
It's a huge story. Alan Scott is gay.
Right.
The original Green Lantern, who, of course, as we all know, debuted in All-American Comics in 1940.
Sure, you don't have to tell us.
The original Green Lantern, invented by Martin Modell.
Okay.
Classic cartoonist.
Right.
Yeah. Why? This is a serious question. Why do we care whether a cartoon superhero is gay or not, Roland?
Because it is a reflection that comics are starting to reflect our society as a whole. This way, it's more inclusive, and we can look to the world of comics and the universe therein and say it more closely resembles our own.
Okay, So you're excited about it, then.
I'm very excited about it,
except
for the fact that now that Alan Scott is younger and gay, we lose, of course, Jade and Obsidian.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. Is that a mineral?
Children who were superheroes.
Well,
they're
going
back. They're flashing back now, and they're kind of rebooting the character. We lose Jason Obsidian because he's no longer a married man who has kids. He's a gay man who probably won't have kids unless, of course, he adopts. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm glad we've settled that one.
Thank you, Roland.
One more spoon of cough syrup now.
Who hasn't been there?
One more spoon of cough syrup. Seriously.
Right.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's about 20 minutes till 7 o'clock. There are many reasons to go to the K-Rock website today. One is all the details on the parade. If you're a Los Angeles Kings fan and you want to go down there for the parade, all the details are there, along with Luke Robitaille talking to us yesterday. Two, putting up some highlights of the Stanley Cup playoffs in a few minutes. Three, right now you can go see Dave, the King of Mexico, playing Ultimate Frisbee. Now, I don't know if you remember us having this conversation.
You can't talk about Ultimate Frisbee in the same sentence as talking about the Stanley Cup winning Los Angeles Kings
point.
Playing professional hockey.
I apologize. So let's separate those. One is sports. There's two different posts that are going to be there. And then the other one is Ultimate Frisbee.
Is a thing that girls do, as I noticed from watching the video. Give me Gouda, by the way. Give me our friend Gouda back on the phone. He's the guy who was spouting off last month about how awesome Ultimate Frisbee was. Now I've seen the video where Dave went down to play with you. You have girls on your team, Goo.
I hate you guys so much.
By the way,
I hate him too.
Everyone hates us for different reasons.
What's wrong with there being girls on our team?
It's how difficult a sport can be. No offense, ladies, but how difficult can any sport be
really?
If men and women can both play on the same team?
I would.
No offense, ladies.
I would go down there and I would pick a girl before I would pick Dave.
Yes,
you would be wrong.
Well, yeah. I would.
You would be wrong.
That's what I was thinking.
You know what the girls do? They stand around and do nothing.
It's
really like 4-on-4.
Hey, I watched the video. You know who sits around and does nothing? You.
Well, you know.
You do nothing.
I think Dave's best highlight was probably lying on the sideline looking pretty. Or trying.
He
to
was good
pretty.
At that. He was really good at that. So Gouda came in last month and he said, guys, I'm really into this Ultimate Frisbee and I play it all the time and it's way harder than you guys think. And then Ralph backed him up because Ralph played in college. And we said, I don't believe you. And then Dave was really mouthing off. So Dave went down and actually kind of played. Now, real quick, Gouda, where do you guys play? What's the league all about?
Lago Seco Park. In Torrance with the Lago Seco Park crew. It's a lot of family, friends, it's people I grew up with. We all started as amateurs and now we're all legit.
Wait a minute.
What does that mean?
What does legit mean? Because that's not, you said amateurs, so the next step would be semi-pro?
The next step I thought was legit.
No, that's
legit.
Yeah.
It's not even a category.
So, Dave, tell me. Let's play the beginning of the video that we have up at krock.com or kevinandbean.com, and you'll hear the kind of smack talking that Dave had going onto the field.
Although, listen to him. Is he already out of breath when he's recording this?
All right. So, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke to Gouda about playing ultimate frisbee, the best sport ever played by man.
Okay, that's a pretty big claim, Gouda.
And an absolutely true one.
We might be going a little hard on the negative side, but let's not go too far on the positive side.
Okay. Not really.
For the record,
such an easy sport to play. Everyone's like, ooh, it's so hard, so hard. So I'm here to show how easy it is to be played.
Dave's here to show how much he's going to suck at ultimate frisbee.
I'm rad. I don't suck at anything.
Oh, so it's on.
You suck at buying T-shirts that aren't too tight, Dave. I'll tell you that.
That was Gouda. Watching this video. Gouda made me a shirt, and I had to wear it. It sucked. That kind of restricted my motion, too.
Shut up.
You know, fatty in a little shirt doesn't, you know, Gouda sabotaged me.
Oh, please.
Gouda, how was Dave at his first attempt at playing Ultimate Frisbee?
Well, I think overall, Dave's an athlete. He's ready to play. He's just, you know, maybe not in the best of shape, but he was pretty beastly out there. I'll give him that. He had a few pretty good defensive stops.
What about the last one? What about the last stop?
The last stop where he was wide open for a shot? You mean where he was wide open to score?
The one where he was playing, well, that one, yeah. He was wide open, and it hit him right in the chest, and he dropped it. That happened.
And he dropped it.
But then
for the record, that was not the only time that happened.
I'm sure.
Oh, nice.
Dave was in charge of editing the video, so I'm sure he made himself look good. And then on the very last play, when he was defending, and he was literally running around in circles. While the other player ran by. Yeah, he told me that yesterday in the office. It was a windy day, and I said, wasn't it a windy day for everyone?
Yeah, but
exactly.
Everyone who's played the game before knows how the frisbee moves in wind. I don't. I had to react the best I could, and I got turned around. So what happened once?
Turned around.
But you know what? Listen,
wait a minute.
It
was the game-winning touchdown. The only
score I gave up the whole game, and it happened to be the game winner.
It happened to be the game winner.
But listen, here's what ultimate frisbee is. You know when you have a tennis ball and the dog's running around and you're just throwing the ball around and the dog's chasing it back and forth? That's what you're doing. It's stupid. Like, I'm throwing the frisbee. Oh, they drop it. Throw it back. Oh, they drop it. Throw it back. It's like, it's dumb.
Which I argue is a test of endurance because you're constantly having to change your direction and run a lot. And I think Dave's really trying to give us credit for how much how much endurance we have and how much we're able to withstand.
If endurance means, I'm staying back and then, look, I'm open because the other team dropped it. Yeah, that's endurance.
Is endurance sitting on the sideline cheering on your team?
Hey, I had to sub out, man. I'm a team player.
You're a team player.
You were about to die.
You were just about
well,
to
that,
die.
Well, maybe that too. But
all right, Gouda, you're crazy. It's not the best sport that people have ever played. Dave's probably crazy. Okay. It's not easy either.
But let's all admit, I came in and rocked it. It was easy, like I said.
You did not rock it.
I rocked it.
Well, see for yourself. Go to the video. Go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com, and you can see for yourself if Dave rocked it.
I rocked it.
Like he says he did. But you got to go for the shirt, because the shirt's really tight. And that's comedy.
Dave looks like the Hulk about to rip out of that thing.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. All right, Gouda. Well, thanks for inviting Dave down. We appreciate your time. Go to sleep, man.
Okay, thank you, Al.
Ralph Garman is here for the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of Ralph, your movie Ted is coming out at the end of the month.
Yes, my movie, Ted.
Shall we? Well, you let Mark Wahlberg start.
Yeah,
with
I give the kid a couple scenes.
Would this be a good time for us to invite people to call to try to win the tickets coming up after the top of the hour?
Let's invite.
All right, what are you looking for?
I think the people who enjoy Ted the most will probably be hardcore Seth MacFarlane fans.
Right.
And, of course, Family Guy being his most high-profile project. A lot of hardcore Family Guy fans. I know that for a fact.
We did the game yesterday, and everyone got him. Everyone got him.
Yeah, and I do some voices on that. And I think that's probably the number one question people ask me when they meet me is something about Family Guy, either about Seth or working on the show or something like that. So I thought we'd take some calls from hardcore Family Guy fans who think... And that's the operative word.
No, they know.
Who think they do a great impression of one of the characters from Family Guy.
You get to pick whichever character you want to do the impression of.
So you say, pick. Oh, I do a killer Stewie. I just crush with Stewie. All right, listen, Cool Whip. Cool Whip. you think that's perfect, then you call in. And if you are the best
Family Guy Impressionist will give you a pair of tickets to see the advanced screening of Ted that I'll be hosting in Burbank on the 26th.
Awesome. Okay. And you can do any character you want. Just give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, the rest of the show is being...
Chris Brown has a nasty gash on his face.
Yay!
That's my reaction. Good. He got hit in the chin with a broken bottle.
Wow.
Nice. In a nightclub brawl when he and his crew took on Drake and his crew.
Oh, you don't want to lose to Drake's crew.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was,
really?
It was a throwdown. Chris Brown versus Drake. Now, here's the story, according to TMZ.com.
But he's Chris Brown. Why should he have any better of a crew?
We know a tweet. Brown was involved because of the tweet that he sent out with a photo of his injury. How you party with rich N-words that hate, LOL. Throw in bottles like girls, hashtag shame on ya.
Yeah.
So apparently a bottle was thrown and it tagged Chris Brown in the chin and gave him a nasty gash on his face. Not the first time he's had a nasty gash on his face, I guarantee you. The fight apparently was over Chris's ex-girlfriend Rihanna, who Drake was rumored to have hooked up with. So apparently words were exchanged and bottles were thrown and tweets were tweeted.
Yeah. I just think Chris Brown and his crew look like they work out and have tattoos, and Drake is wearing Cosby sweaters. That's why I'm saying I'm surprised that the Drake people...
That's why I threw a bottle instead of getting you in the fisticuffs.
Look, it's always good news when Chris Brown gets hurt.
No, I agree. I'm all for it. And it looks like a pretty big cut, too, so I like it.
How do you come back from hashtag shame on you?
Shame on you.
Really, that's it.
Sounds like a Bean tweet. All that time he spent in the closet, you'd think R. Kelly would have had a chance to write some checks while he was trapped in the closet there. But no, the IRS contends, you really should pay your taxes, Mr. Kelly. They have announced they are slapping him with a back payment to the tune of $4.8 million.
Ouch.
Dude.
He owes taxes for 2005. 2006, 2007, 8, 9, and 10.
Wow!
6 years all totaled up comes to $4.8 million in back taxes.
You think he just got that? You think he could just go, here?
I don't know, dude.
That's a lot. But
it's a lot. And he has been sort of dormant for a couple of years.
His last album didn't sell real well. There was no tour, so I don't know how much cash he's sitting on.
But pay your taxes. That's all.
Well, it does seem like you're going to have to eventually.
Is Wesley Snipes still in jail, Ralph?
I think he may be.
Because that's one of those things that you hear about at the time and then you just kind of forget about it. But years have gone by. The dude's still behind bars for not paying his taxes,
I believe he is.
Wow.
And lastly, more legal news when it comes to showbiz. Apparently, a federal judge has agreed to hear the case between CBS and ABC tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
To consider CBS's attempt to get a restraining order over on ABC and their new reality series, Glass House.
You're going to fast track it.
They're going to fast track it. The judge will look at evidence that CBS will present, saying that Glass House is basically a blatant ripoff of Big Brother, and therefore they want to at least delay the scheduled debut of the show on Monday until further discovery can be made. So we'll know more from the judge tomorrow, apparently, who will rule on that hearing. So we'll get to see whether we get to see Glass House or not.
And if we do, are you going to watch?
Glass House?
Yes.
I will watch it just now
to see
how much it's exactly like Big Brother and then mock that.
So if they get to do it, it's the best advertising that they could ever
ask
for.
This really has been, yeah, if they do get to air it on Monday.
If they get to air it.
So we'll wait and see. Today's celebrity birthdays, Kevin McHale, who plays the kid in the wheelchair on Glee, 24 years old. Diablo Cody, screenwriter, 34 years old. Faison Love, 44 years old. Yasmine Bleeth is 44 years old. Boy, no more bells for Yasmine Bleeth, by the way.
Really?
No.
Oh, really? Post-crack, she lost her bell?
Yeah, she lost her bell. She needs a good cut, man.
Yasmine
Bleeth is 44. Boy George is 51 years old today. And Donald Trump is having the best birthday anyone has ever had in
today,
the history.
Today, I'm very of all proud birthdays. Of myself.
He's very proud of himself. He
for having a birthday.
66 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We're on the air right now.
I'm just telling you.
But we're on the air.
I'm telling you how the rules work.
I agree
so
with
you.
Ralph.
Don't sound silly when we say.
Hey, guys, I can hear you. I can hear you guys.
You know the rules.
I think we're on the air.
You need to know the rules.
Are we
rules.
Giving away just one pair? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
But we're not going to do it via drawing. This is a contest that we will judge the best.
Yeah, I know.
But it's not a drawing.
I know.
But don't say I know because you just said, hey, we're doing a drawing.
What are you talking about?
Hey, guys. You're listening to the world famous K-Rock at 106.7 KRQ. That song just ended this very second. You did not hear anything that you thought you heard coming out of your radio. Ted is the name of the movie. K-Rock Advanced Screening is going to be happening at the AMC Burbank on Tuesday, June 26th. It is in theaters a few days later on Friday, June 29th. One of the co-stars of the movie, our friend Ralph Garman, is here in studio.
Oh, please. Please don't say co-star. Say star.
Time to win your tickets right now with a brand new game. Hit it, Steve.
It seems today that you can see Ralph Garman in a movie, and yes, it's for free. But how do you win those awesome tickets to see the movie live? Impressions of the Family Guy.
Peter, Stewie, or Lois? Brian, Meg, Quagmire? Now it's time for your impressions,
giggity,
of Family Guy,
giggity.
Give the tickets to Omar.
Omar Khan.
That almost makes it worth
DJ
the last
Omar Khan.
The last four that were terrible.
Yeah,
that was amazing. All right, so we're basically just going to decide on one, right? We're just going to pick one. That person will win tickets to see Ted with Ralph.
We are going to choose the best of all the impressions.
Like Kevin was trying to say.
Not do a drawing as some staff members would have you believe.
Let's start. Let's just take them in order. We'll start with Jeremy. He is on line one. So you get to pick whichever Family Guy character you want to do an impression of.
Impressions of the Family Guy.
Right. I think we got the.
All right. And then we'll put you on hold and we'll pick a winner. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Who are you going to do?
I'm doing to Peter.
All right. Peter Griffin. Here we go.
Why do women have boobs? They got something to look at when you're talking to them.
Not too bad.
That's really good.
Jeremy. You are definitely in the running.
We do this contest because we don't expect them to be that good. We expect them to be terrible.
We like to mock people.
Yeah. Now, Brian is up next. You better be doing Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Brian. Hello?
All right. Brian can't even use a phone. Let's move on to Chris.
Brian's there.
There he is.
Brian. Brian's. Now he talks.
I think he's there.
Brian.
I think he's having phone issues.
Who are you going to do, Brian?
I'm going to do Lois.
All right.
Okay. Lois.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Oh, Peter, stop it. You fat, drunk slob. Knock it off.
All right, you hold on.
Okay, should have done Brian. Thank you.
Or don't hold on. Either way, it's fine.
Chris is up next on line three. Hi, Chris. Thanks for calling the Kevin Bean Show. Good luck.
How are you doing?
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, who are you going
to
do for us?
Sorry to annoy you, Chris.
I was going to do that ultimate. You guys just let me know when, and I'll go ahead and do it for you guys.
Okay, go ahead now.
Hey, you guys. I really wish you guys could... Get come inside and take your clothes off of me and have some tea and watch some television.
All right, take it easy. Don't need a one act play.
Chris is really getting into it.
That was pretty spot on.
All right, Herbert, you are in the running. Hang on, please. Only one will win. Will it be Mike on line four? Mike, which Family Guy character are you going to do to win tickets to go see Ted?
I'm going to do Quagmire.
Quagmire, one of our favorites. Here we go.
I wish I met a girl on Facebook talking about poop. All right, giggity.
I appreciate his enthusiasm. Yeah. Yep. All right. Taryn is up next. Let's see what the ladies are bringing here. Taryn on line five.
Yeah. Hey, Taryn.
Hi.
Rippin' and the Taryn.
All right, I'm going to do Greased Up Deaf Guy for you guys.
Greased Up Deaf
Guy.
Awesome.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Never gonna catch me, wasting your time. See y'all next year.
She didn't even believe it.
Thanks for your time. Nice try, darling. We appreciate you calling
in. Talking to you again.
You're adorable, but you're not going
to
win.
Let's see if we have better luck with our second to Brian on the phones. He's on line six. Brian, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Which character are you going to do for us?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Right, nice. Right. We've got a nice range of characters here this morning. Good luck.
Oh, hey, everybody. What's going on?
Lisa. How you doing this morning? Just super.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
That's
good. Pretty good Cleveland. Yeah. All right. John is up next. John, thank you for calling the Kevin Bean Show. Who are you going to do?
John.
Hello, Johnny.
Hi, it's Kevin Bean. You're on the air. What?
You knew you called us, right? You remember that when you picked up the phone?
What do you want to do?
Really?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, oh my God. Man.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate
what's going
it.
On there?
One more. Ben is up next. Let's see if it goes better with Ben on line 8.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Who are you going to do?
I'm going to do Chris.
All right. Here we go. Chris from the Family Guy.
My dad, I don't want to be in Boy's house.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
There's that. Yeah. You got that?
Jeremy.
I'm torn. I'm torn between Jeremy and Chris, I think.
Jeremy did Peter. Chris did Herbert.
Should we have a family guy off?
Let's have a
let's have a
quick taste.
One playoff between Jeremy and Chris.
Okay.
All right. Jeremy, you there? Hello?
Hi, Jeremy.
Okay, hold on. Jeremy, are you there?
I am here.
Okay,
Jeremy. Okay, we need to hear a little bit more of your Peter, because you're in the run. You're in the semis. We just need to get a finalist.
Lois. Lois Peterson, I love you so much.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Still good. Still
hold
good.
On. Right. Chris?
Chris.
Yeah, what's up?
A little more
you
Herbert.
Want to do another impression?
Yes.
No, no, a little more Herbert.
A little more Herbert.
All right.
Hey, Chris, can you fetch the newspaper for me? And don't bend over too quick now. I want to look at that ass. I want to see that brown thing.
All right. Okay, Chris.
I hate to not give Jeremy tickets because his Peter is very good, but if we only have one pair, my vote has to go to Chris versus Herbert.
Wait, you're saying Jeremy's Peter is pretty good?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm getting my morning laugh in right now.
Why don't we give them both a pair?
Can we?
Let's give them both a pair. Why not be? This is America.
Jeremy, you got tickets. Chris, you got tickets.
Freaking sweet.
Thanks for being Family Guy fans, and thanks for calling in to play the game.
Impressions of the Family Guy.
The Oklahoma City Thunder take game one. Final score 105-94.
105-94.
By the way, the first part of that game, I thought Miami was going to run away with it. I think they were up 13 at one point, and they looked fantastic. But, man, the fourth quarter is not good to LeBron James and the Miami Heat. That is not when they shine, that's for sure. And I don't know if it's going to be a repeat of what happened to them last year when they lost in the finals, because LeBron disappears somewhere in the last 25% of the game. But we thought somebody who would know is our good friend Petros Papadakis, who joins us from the Petros and Money nationally syndicated sports radio show. Hi, P.
Hey, what's popping with you guys? How are you?
What's happening,
good.
Man?
First of all, congratulations. I don't think we have spoken with you since the blessed event. Your wife and the mailman had a baby, I hear.
Yeah, they blew out a child.
He's very cute. I've seen the pictures you've been tweeting, P. You must be over the moon. Well done, sir.
Yeah, you know, if he had a banana nose and some dark hair, I'd say, yeah, that's my baby.
I feel a little better about it, right?
No, it's all blonde and fair and good looking. Looks like my wife, and yeah, the baby kind of stares at me, and I don't know if the thing is mine or what's going on.
It's not, but don't ask.
Look, you certainly milked it for all you could. You took every one of the days the state of California gave you off to stay at home with that kid. I thought you had just quit the show, man. I didn't think you were ever coming back.
I took 9 days, 9 work days off. Is that a lot?
It seemed like a lot for a dude. I'm just saying.
Well, what do you want from me? My wife had surgery. She can't move, you know? I had to go up and down the stairs with the baby. She's not supposed to carry the thing around.
Pete, this is why it's good Bean does not have kids.
I think you two make a lovely lesbian couple, but let's not derail the conversation here. Let's talk about basketball, Pete. Are you excited about...
You sent me some weird... I remember now. I was sleeping on a cot in the hospital, and Bean sent me some weird text about... Oh, that's Matt's baby or something like that.
Well, are you positive that it's not?
I suppose I'm not.
All right.
Do I have to go on Maury now? Come on, guys. Don't do this to me.
Yeah, we need a DNA test.
That would be the best if you went
on
Maury.
Not the father.
I'd love that so much. No, P, I'm just funning you. We're very happy for you. I know you were looking forward to this for a long time. I think it's great. I really am happy
for you. It's a pretty, you know, yeah, everybody, human beings have kids, you know. I mean, a lot of people have this experience. But when it happens to you, it's pretty freaking epic.
Yeah, yeah, it's all different. It's all different. All right, can we interrupt for a moment and talk some basketball though?
Whatever.
Your partner Money was telling us this is the matchup he's been wanting, and a lot of basketball fans have been wanting all season long. Unless you're a Lakers fan, this is the series you want to see: Miami versus OK. What do you think?
Yeah, the Lakers fans need to get over it. This is the two teams that are going to control the NBA, depending on what happens with Miami and how they perform down the stretch here in the finals. This is the two teams that people want to see. There is a difference. I mean, these are the two best players in the NBA, and LeBron James and Kevin Durant. But there is a difference. LeBron James is not a shoot-first player.
Right.
He's just not. He's a scorer, but he's a pass-first guy. And that makes him different from Kevin Durant and Kobe Bryant and other guys like that. So, and even Dwayne Wade. So it makes it a little bit different, and a lot of these comparisons aren't fair. I mean, what LeBron James can do is unbelievable. He's one of the best athletes I've ever seen in my life. And this guy, Kevin Durant, is also great. I mean, he's probably maybe even better. I mean, he's a better scorer. So it is really, really fun to watch. But right now, after one game, guys, the way it looks is that Oklahoma City is younger, they're hungrier, they're deeper, they're stronger, they're faster, they're better. I mean, that's what it looks like right now. But it's just one game, and you never know. But it's a great final, very athletic teams, and it's a lot of fun to watch, unless you're a Laker fan.
Does Kevin Durant, who is, what, 6'11", does he have any range? I mean, he can shoot from 30.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, the guy, he's a great shooter. He looks so weird. You know, he's got those high shoulders, and he's got that weird little pebble head. I mean, that's really a pebble head
it
on
is.
That guy. You know, and he is just, I mean, and the thing I really like about him, and here's the thing, you know, and Laker fans will hate this, but let me ask you, Kevin, is LeBron James a team player? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Is Kevin Durant a team player?
I don't know.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook, you know, he's scoring 30 points
sure,
a game.
Sure.
Okay. Is Kobe Bryant a team player?
Absolutely.
You're lying.
You're setting me up.
And is your point that's why these two teams are in the playoffs and that one isn't? Is that your point, P?
You know what? I don't think it would matter. I just think the Lakers, their window's closed. I mean, it's slammed shut right now, even though they have one of the great players in Kobe.
But I think
it
makes
two big guys.
But, P, I'll tell you this, in the defense of the Lakers, I do think it makes a difference if you pass the ball to somebody and they can't make a basket.
It's kind of not on you if you don't pass it to them, right?
Right. At what point do you start just forget it? I'll take a shot myself. And I think they get frustrated by that. These other two teams, they have somebody to pass it to, and they'll knock it down.
Well, here's the problem with a guy like Kobe. And look, I am not a basketball analyst. I'm not. I'm a football analyst. But if you don't ever pass it to anybody and you take most of the shots, everybody loses confidence and rhythm. You have to be like that all the time. You have to be consistent. You have to play in a consistent way.
All right, we don't need your Kobe hate. Let's talk about the Heat. Let's talk about
Oklahoma. You don't want sports analysis?
No,
I want to know
Kobe.
I want to know, Clipper fan Petros Papadakis,
right,
why LeBron James disappears in the fourth quarter, because it was never more evident in the game the other night. What happened to him?
Well, I just don't.
Why does he not turn it on when he is needed the most?
He's a natural. He's just not a natural scorer in that way. He's not. I don't know.
But
if you want to say closer. I mean, it's not really a tangible thing.
But Petros,
I don't have an answer.
He's good enough that he could be. Don't you think?
Yeah. Look, he had 30 points for God's sakes, but almost none of them in the fourth quarter when they really needed him.
7 points in the fourth quarter.
All right.
So look.
Kevin Durant had 17.
Yeah, he's unreal. And the guy's been closing out all of these games, and that's why it's a make-or-miss league. You know, so if you make these shots down the stretch, you win these games. And I don't have an answer as to why, other than the guy's just not really a shoot-first player. But look at it like this, guys. LeBron James and the Miami Heat were up against the wall against the Celtics, and he just had to do something superhuman in Game 6 in Boston to push that team forward. And if they do that, if he's got to go nuts, I mean, he's got to score 45 a game for the Heat to win. And I don't think they can do that for four out of the next six games.
Right.
I just don't think that the Heat have it in them. But he has the absolute ability to go insane in a basketball game. and take it over. The fourth quarter and what happens, look, games down the stretch change. I mean, things change. The way a team plays change. It's that way in football. You know, we talk about the two-minute drill and all that different stuff. It's a different kind of game down the stretch. And, yeah, LeBron James isn't as good at that, it seems. But I can't really answer it definitively. I don't think anybody can. If they could, they would.
Do you think Oklahoma can win? Can they keep this up?
Yeah, it looks like it.
It looks like they'll do it.
I mean, it looks like it, but these things go up and down, and I think we have a great series on our hands. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. A
lot of fun.
Hey, you know, I'm going to be on a float today in the King's Parade.
You're going to be
nice.
On a float?
Yeah.
You know, that's fantastic.
I mean, guys, look, I've gone so deep with the Kings, you know, all these years.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
Hey,
I love him so much.
If there's one thing I know about P, it's that he will not stop talking hockey.
I saw your photo that you tweeted. I saw your photo yesterday or maybe the day before of you with the freaking Stanley Cup, P. I couldn't believe it.
Don't you love that, hockey fans of Los Angeles, that a hack like me that just knows terms like light the lamp and put the biscuit in the basket?
Oh, F you.
It's to all be right. Next to the cup and
F
be with all those
so
bearded
much.
Dudes today, all those Canadian guys and me drinking Molson on that float, swinging it around.
Well, you've earned it, Pete. Hilarious. Petrus and Money is the show, airing weekday afternoons on AM 570. Follow the guys at PetrusandMoney.com and on Twitter at Petrus and Money. Thanks, Pete. Kiss that little baby for us. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Take care. Got to talk about Morrissey again for a second. You know, it's really been interesting to see the reaction to the announcement that we talked about a week or so ago about how he's retiring at 53 years old. He's going to walk away from it all in a couple of years because he says he's too old. Says he just doesn't feel like he can pull it off anymore. Because whoever retires from rock and roll?
No one. They keep
you never
singing.
See that, right?
Yeah.
They either just, you know, lose their record deal but still are out there playing state fairs or something like that, or they basically die as a musician. You just almost never see this. But there's been a lot of reaction to Morrissey's announcement. A lot of very, very sad people, including those in the K-Rock audience. And our friend Rudy is on the phone, and he's going to tell us how it has been affecting him in the neighborhood. Hey, Rudy, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Oh, damn. What's up, dog? You know what I'm saying?
Long time no talk.
Yeah, I let go. I've been trying to keep a low profile, you know, stay out of trouble, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, because, like, I got a new gig, like, working for the city. You okay. know what I'm saying? Cause, like,
you got hired by
parole,
the city?
Yeah, like, my parole officer, like, said, like, if I do 2 years, no felonies or whatever, like, he could get me a job with the state or the city, you know what I'm saying?
That's great.
So I got my Caltrans on, you know. So, like, I've been trying to stay, like, under wraps. No Dodger games, no nothing.
Wow,
just
wow.
Pop some domes out or whatever. So, like, you know. I've just been, like, you know, chilling at the pad, you know, maybe a little Yeska here and there, fool. But, like,
what's
Morrissey's, like, dumb, whatever, dog, you know? Because, like, he quit. It's stupid, man. Like, you
he's,
know?
He's going to quit in a year or two.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Okay. But, I mean, he's, imagine, he's. I know he's very popular with the Hispanic community. I imagine it was big news probably in the neighborhood, right?
Dog, there's, like, a line around the door at every tattoo parlor in all of East Los because, like, all these vatos are crying, whatever. They want to get a tattoo, R.I.P. Morrissey.
Right.
You know, like, pictures
well, he's not
of,
dead.
He's not dying.
No, he's dead, dog. He gave
not,
up. Pretty
he's
much.
Not dead.
Like, to me, if he's not making more jams, you know, he's dead.
I see.
And then, like... You know, for me, like, I'm more of a slow jams guy, like, you know, the Drifters or,
sure.
like, the Platters or
right,
whatever,
right.
you know, the Rolls Royce Heatwave, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
But, like, my Jaina, sad girl, she's literally sad.
Oh. No, we don't want to see sad girl sad.
Sad girl's literally sad, fool, like, because she has, like, these tattoos of teardrops, fool, you know what I'm saying, on her ojos.
Right, right.
But now they're, like, real tears all welling up in her dome, you know what I'm saying? She's got wet dome.
So she's been taking it pretty tough, and that's probably been hard on you at home, I imagine,
right? Man, like, I ain't getting no love, I get no light, can't knock the boots at night, you know what I'm saying? Like, she won't cook me nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Do you want us to talk to her?
TV dinners for, like, 4 nights now, because Morrissey won't make no more music in a couple of years. Stupid.
Dog. That's not fair. That's not fair to you. We will talk to her. Kevin made the offer. We'll be happy to talk to her if you want. I mean, if she's around. I don't know if she's...
You guys think you could cheer her up or whatever?
Absolutely. We have, yeah, I think we could.
Hey! Zucko!
Oh, come on. Don't scream at her. Rudy.
Hey,
Rudy.
He's probably trying to wake her up.
Hey, pull Rudy Jr. down, dog. Hey, Kevin, if you want to talk to you right now.
He has a kid?
Rudy Jr.? I didn't even know about Rudy Cisneros Jr.
Hello.
Sad girl?
Damn. Good morning. Oh, stupid.
Listen, we were talking to your man, and he says that it's been very, very sad around there, even more so than usual because of the Morrissey news. You're taking it pretty hard?
Seriously, yeah. Scandalous. No more Morrissey, stupid. Mira.
But that can't be the most important thing in your life. You still got to go on. You still got to treat your man right. You still got to cook for him and take care of the baby. You can't just lay in the bed and be depressed all day.
I mean, damn. I have other good stuff. Like, I mean, my kids.
Yeah.
And my eyebrow pencils. And,
right.
And
that's it?
And my hair sprays.
Right. Hey, sad girl.
Damn.
Hey, sad girl. We have sad girl.
Hold Who's on. There with you? Who Stop else is laughing. In the house with you?
Oh, all the homeboys are here crying. Oh. There's Bum and Donut and Lester and Liso.
I'm sorry, did you say Lester?
It's Lester's in your house?
And the one white boy, Peckerwood.
Right.
And Popeye. And,
okay.
And
Sad Girl.
Lil Maniac number 4.
Sad
and
Girl.
Trigger. And Loopy.
Sad
and
Girl.
And Side Salad.
Side Salad. All right, listen. Sad Girl, we have a surprise for you. I think... I think as soon as you get it together, we're going to hook
might,
up.
You might want to wait on the surprise. I think he's laughing too hard.
How do you know? You don't even know what the surprise
I know.
Is. How it's do you know the surprise?
China intuition, fool. My hair's crispy and my brain's all tight and stupid.
Sad girl, we knew how Scandalous. Upset you were, and Rudy told us how upset you were about Morrissey retiring. We thought you might feel better if you got a chance to talk to Morrissey yourself. So we've
what?
Arranged
to
yes. We that. Have him on the phone right now. Morrissey, are you there, sir?
I'm retiring. Oh. Hello, Captain Bino. How are you?
Well, we're good. Say hi to Sad Girl, if you would.
I'm sorry, who?
Sad Girl.
Sad Girl. She's a big girl? Fan of yours. She's very upset.
Is that someone's name? Sad Girl?
That's mm-hmm. me. Is this really Morrissey?
Yes, this is Morrissey, Sad Girl. How are you?
Oh, damn. Stupid. Scandalous, Morrissey.
See? Sure to write up.
I love you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, damn, Morrissey. I got a tattoo of you.
You have a tattoo of me.
I do. So dope, eh? You're dressed like you play for the Dodgers, and it's right above my panocha.
What position do I play?
You don't actually play for the Dodgers, Morrissey.
Well, with my panocha, it's not shortstop. Ah, Mira! That's my joke's crazy in my brain.
Morrissey, we only have a minute here, but if you could just tell Sad Girl that it's going to be okay, even with you retiring from music, it's no reason for her to give up on her life.
No, absolutely not. Just because I'm retiring, there's no reason to be sad,
okay,
Sad Girl.
Good. Sad Girl?
You should be sad because we're all going to die soon, because the Syrian government will probably bomb us.
Oh,
the flesh-eating virus will probably eat our,
this isn't
our
helping.
Skin. It's only a matter of time before there's a nuclear holocaust that burns us to cinder.
Morrissey, we were hoping you could cheer up, Sad Girl.
The bees are dying. There's no more honey.
Right.
First of all.
No more honey?
No more honey.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. there's a lot of reasons to be sad, Sad Girl, but me not making music anymore isn't one of them.
Oh, man. I thought I was sad because my Aunt Rosalind died. But damn, if there's no more honey, what am I going to do, fool? Because, like...
I think she's forgotten about the whole Morrissey thing already.
Damn. I used to put honey on my tortillas in the morning and wash it down with some horchata.
I don't think
all
this
right,
works.
We actually have to go. Morrissey,
I named
thank
my
you
third
for trying.
Kid honey.
Okay. Thank you, Morrissey. Thank you, Sad Girl.
Cheer up, Sad Girl. It could be worse.
How?
How could it be worse,
you
fool?
You could be Kevin DeBean.
Scandalous.
Young television personality Mike Catherwood joins us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin DeBean Show. He's on two TV shows this week that he'll be talking about. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Mike also was the co-host on Hollywood Babylon last week that we did up at Universal,
right.
And it was a huge success. People were very happy. Those who know Mike were happy to hear him, and then I think we introduced him to a lot of people who weren't familiar with him who really enjoyed the work as well. So thanks for him coming out. Speaking of Hollywood Babylon, this week's special guest host
I'm moving up in the world. I got a movie star now.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah. Dave Koechner is going to be my special co-host.
From Piranha 3DD?
From Piranha 3DD. Of course, Champ Kind himself from Anchorman. Dave's also a very funny comedian and actor, and he will be sitting in alongside of me for Hollywood Babylon Saturday night up at Universal City Walk. So if you'd like to come and see me and a real-time movie star, thelovitz.com or babylonralph.com for more details and to buy some tickets. Love to see you up there. Rob Lowe is in trouble.
Why?
Because he has pissed off Canadians, and you do not want to do that because they will give you a stern look and then turn away and eat Timbits.
What could he possibly have done to anger Canadians?
He's shooting a movie about Casey Anthony in the city of Winnipeg, and he tweeted the following. The local affiliate is interrupting the fourth quarter of the NBA Finals to show city council election results. Hashtag trapped in a hellhole, he wrote about Winnipeg.
That's fair.
Winnipeg.
That's fair, by
that
the
is
way.
Not fair.
That's fair.
Winnipeg's slogan, by the way, is one great city. They do not take kindly to being called a hellhole, sir.
Their other slogan is we don't care about the NBA.
Here's the irony of the whole thing. He was watching a feed from a American city across the border, Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Yes.
That's the feed he was watching.
And they interrupted?
The local council results in their election were for the Grand Forks, North Dakota election, not for Winnipeg at all.
So they didn't deserve hellhole.
They did not deserve hellhole. In fact, many Canadians pointed out if he had been watching on TSN, the Canadian Sports Network up there, he would have seen the entire event uninterrupted.
That's funny.
So the damage is done, however. And now they are going to chase him down and pour maple syrup over him and roll him in feathers. So
just a drop, though. They don't really go for it, the Canadians.
This 50 Shades of Grey thing is just nuts. It's a book that, by all accounts, is not very good, but it's just the biggest success in the world. Yeah. Everyone's loving it.
Have there been more than one?
Three. There's three books. Okay. There's a trilogy. The author, E.L. James, is just making a ton of cash. Just signed a licensing deal to bring 50 Shades of Grey beauty and clothing lines into a store near you. There's going to be 50 Shades of Grey lingerie, apparel, fragrances, makeup, home furnishings.
What?
And jewelry. This is about a girl who likes to get beat up and tied up and had rough sex with. What kind of home furnishings are they going to have? They're going to be selling beds that have hooks on them so you can tie people up more easily?
That's weird.
Pillows with, like, spikes and stuff? I mean, I don't get it. Home furnishings.
I'm sure they'll have pillows with spikes.
We got to start a clothing line. That's where the money is, fellas. Yeah. And apparently anyone can do it. Nene Leakes of The Real Housewives of Atlanta is just launching her own fashion line. She signed a deal to develop a line of fashion-forward, affordable apparel and accessories.
How does this work? Do you know, Ralph, did they just say, I'm going to lend my name to it? Somebody come
That's
up with some
usually
stuff?
How it happens.
So we could actually could do
we
that.
Absolutely could have the Kevin and Bean line of clothing.
Not that anyone would buy it, but
Nene
that's all they
for
do.
This deal is making $1 million.
Wow. We need perfume too because that makes.
We need a
of
fragrance. Yes. We need a show fragrance.
It has to be Lisa though. It can't be any of us.
Yeah, you guys. That would be the
it's
worst.
It's crazy how. I was on the Kathy Griffin show last night. Kathy, it's going to air tonight on Bravo at 10, and one of the topics was fashion because her fashion guru. Richard Verdi, who the guy who dresses her, and, Robert Verdi, rather, who does used to do Fashion Police with her and everything. There's a big thing about fashion on that show. So we were talking about that, and the point I was trying to make is I don't get it. I don't get fashion because it seems so arbitrary. It seems like anyone can have a fashion line, and you don't really need any requirements or have had to study design or fashion or anything. You can just do it. You just put it out there. Yeah. And people can put crap out there, and it still sells. I mean, how can you tell anymore what's good fashion and what's bad fashion? I prefer just to stay in 1992 and wait for it to come back.
That's doing that very well.
We've Thank given you. Up on fashion.
Thank you.
What about a line of Ralph Garman leather jackets? Seriously.
Why not?
What about that?
Why not?
And Kevin Bean gravy to go with it.
Here we go. And lastly, sad news.
Those of you that think that's a joke, we used to have Kevin and Bean gravy.
Yeah, they sure did.
Then it got pulled.
We probably still do have it in a warehouse somewhere.
Got pulled by lawyers. Becky, Ralph.
Yeah. Because the FDA did not sign off on it. I think that was the problem. Sad news. Showtime has announced their television series Weeds has been canceled.
They're not going to wrap it up?
They are. They got one more season. The upcoming season starts on July the 1st, but that will be the 8th and final season.
I think that's fine.
I do too.
They've really run their course.
That show has run its course. Yeah. But I loved it.
You bastards.
Me too. But I loved it.
You bastards.
Well, but why do you hate Mary Louise Parker? For God's sakes.
Why do you hate her?
I don't. I love her.
You hate her.
I don't.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Boy George is 51 years old today. Donald Trump turned 66. Yasmin Bleeth is 44 years old. She finally looks like her name sounds. Yasmin Bleeth. Diablo Cody's 34 years old. TV personality and war hero. J.R. Martinez is 29 years old. Kevin McHale from Glee is 24. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Loveline Loverboy Mike Catherwood.
Loveline Loverboy Mike Catherwood.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man. How are you?
Good to see you. You didn't turn out to be a Loverboy, did you?
No, I'm in the band.
That's a false Loverboy.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I didn't check out the
that.
Headband, brother.
I see. You gotta be the Maha. Mike Catherwood, of course, for maybe perhaps there are some new listeners, worked on our program for how long? 6 or 7 years or something like that?
I'm going to go with 8.
It was 8 years?
Yes.
Was it really? Wow.
Poor you.
Seemed like 80. And moved on, continues to co-host Loveline 5 nights a week with Dr. Drew, who joins us later this hour here on the Kevin Devine Show, but basically left us because there were too many goddamn TV opportunities for him to pass up. And that's what you've been doing. You've been doing a bunch of TV, and you're on 2 different shows this week. How about that?
Yeah.
Where do you want to start? What do you want to talk about first?
2 different shows that I'm relatively sure I'm not going to watch. And I love you. I can understand not watching The Choice. I don't think I
Tell
am.
Tell us about The Choice.
The Choice is a dating game that is a blatant ripoff of The Voice.
Okay.
That
you
I got tricked,
the big chairs
that
and
I got
everything.
Tricked into doing. It turned
How do you
out
get tricked into doing something?
Because, first off, I've never watched The Voice.
Right.
But that also wasn't in, like, the little pitch to me when they asked me to do it. They said, it was people who did the casting for Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Called me, and they said, please, please, please do this show. And I was like, what is it? He said, it's a dating show. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And they said, please, we want, it's really, like, it's all kind of slapstick and funny, so you just go on there and be funny. I was like, no, I'm not going to do a dating show. They said, well, it's on primetime. I mean, it'll be like pretty well viewed, and we encourage you to be like silly. I was like, all right, that's alluring. Thank you.
Right.
But I'm not going to do it. They said, we'll pay you this much money. And I said, okay, I'll do it. But then
Man
I found
of principles,
out,
as always.
And then I found out when I got there, though, that it was like based on The Voice where you don't see them and then they have to like sell themselves to you.
So they come out and they tell you about themselves, but you can't see them.
You cannot see these young ladies.
Do you get to
but
ask
they're
them
all hot chicks, though. That's what's bogus about this.
They,
thing,
they
right?
were mostly almost all hot chicks. Now, let me tell you why.
But wait a minute. If it's, what, why, Bean? Because they didn't have like a just fug?
Just, well, I'm just saying because there's no real drama when you select somebody. Because I saw episode one because we had Kat Dealey on last week, and I wanted to know what the hell I was talking about. How great is she, by the way?
Yeah, I kept trying to
love
select
her so
her.
Much.
Yeah,
yes, no kidding. But there's no excitement or drama if every single time, no matter who the celebrity guest, in this case Mike, selects, if you turn around and it's going to be a hot chick, where you go, it's a win-win. Like there needs to be some booby prizes.
Well, there was drama in this regard.
Okay.
Because I'm up there with other actual celebrities and guys who have like lots of money and fame. So
imagine the hot chick that gets stuck with Mike, and
oh,
she
that's
goes right.
The drama,
the
it's
drama,
their disappointment.
There
yes,
you go, Lisa.
Not yours.
The drama is like, let's say 3 of the 4 bachelors turn around.
Right.
Then the tables get turned. She gets to choose which one she wants.
Right.
So I get stuck there with like looking like a total idiot because every single time they choose Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas, who has a ring that says he's going to be. Is that the guy?
Yeah. Here, okay. Let's get down to brass tacks.
I hope you mentioned that on the TV.
I hope you talked to him.
I mentioned so much awesome stuff. He's not going to be on the show. I can guarantee you.
They edit out all the good stuff.
If in 20 years when Fox is reaching again and they can't do When Animals Attack because of legal reasons, I hope they do The Choice editing room floor.
Yeah, me too.
Because it was awesome. But I know none of it will make it to the air. I was calling him out on his virginity ring.
Joe Jonas has a virginity ring.
Yes.
That means he's not going to have sex till he's married. How does a girl pick him?
Kevin.
Safe?
Kevin. Kevin, Kevin,
safe?
Kevin.
Because he's safe?
Kevin. No. Let me tell you why.
He's not really dating.
Exactly. Because these girls are girls that are going on to be on TV.
Oh, I see.
Okay? They're all like bottle service chicks, and they're just desperate to get attention. And this guy's got like $75 million liquid, and he's famous.
Yeah.
So they're like, let me see what I can do to further myself. And also they know the grand prize is that you get to go on the date with whatever guy, and it's going to be filmed. The date with me, after 10 minutes of hearing me talk and say the C word and doing all these horrible stuff, they're like, well, I don't want to go on a date with this guy. Joe Jonas kept saying, I'm just looking for a girl who's going to help me become a better man. Ugh. And I'm leaving. And so they're thinking,
they buy that?
Yeah, so I'm stuck there with Seth Westcott, who's a Olympic gold medal winning snowboarder, and we're just stuck like looking for women while these other two models with millions of dollars in their pockets.
So you didn't go on a date?
No, I did. I ended up picking a young lady.
And I was curious because I've only seen episode one, so I've never seen, you know, far enough into the series for a recap of how the date goes. You go out that night, like you're selected on the show that the day you film it, and then you go out that night?
Some of the dates are geared around nighttime stuff, like drinks and dinner, and those people did go on and do – I did like active, you know, kind of outdoorsy type stuff, so we actually went on a different day.
But you went like walking or something or running or climbing?
Yeah, no, we did power walking.
Power walking, yeah.
Are you allowed to say how the date went?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Nah, go ahead.
Why did she choose you, Mike?
Probably because she had to.
Were you last?
No, I mean, like,
was
I,
everyone else
every
chosen?
Every bachelor filters it down to three chicks. Like, eventually you get your stable kind of built up just by circumstance because, like, you know, there's other girls that – there's girls that, like, I was the only guy who turned around.
Ew.
So, I mean, you just end up with girls. And then from your stable
– if you pick, can she say no?
I think
that'd
so.
That'd be awesome.
I think so.
That'd be awesome.
I wasn't really sure with the rules. I was just playing. I was by the seat of my pants. This is a true story. Okay, right before we go on to air. I mean, we're like 5 minutes before we start filming. The producer of the show and one of the heads of Fox programming comes in and like gives us this pep talk.
They're right. Like, we want to thank you very much for doing the show. We're going to be on the choice. It's going to be a great show. We're going to do a prime time to debut it for the summer. It's going to be fantastic. Here's how the rules go. Blah, 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 blah. And it goes on for 20 minutes, right? And
you've never been one for rules.
And I'm sitting there on my phone. I'm playing Angry Birds. I'm yelling about the Dodgers. And I go, all right, guys, go have a good time. And the whole crap room, a bunch of executive producers.
All these.
I'm walking out. I pull the guy aside. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I have no idea what you just said. And I'm being serious. The only reason I'm telling you that is because.
Why did you pull him aside? Why even?
Because I didn't want to go out there and then like not know how the handle works or anything. And then. Yeah. I was totally lost. And he said, don't worry about it. Just goes, play as you go. Okay. So we're halfway through the show. I've chose zero girls. Because I don't know that you have to, like, pull the lever to, like, turn around.
You don't know how to choose a girl?
Yeah. Finally, I make contact with these three guys in the front row. These guys who I think were drunk. Clearly Kevin and Bean fans. Clearly. And they're like,
oh, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
And the producer's like, please don't use the audience as your way of gauging. They totally hooked me up. Sweet. Those guys, wherever you are, you had my back. And they made sure that I picked the best-looking girl.
Nice.
Which is all that matters, Lisa.
And then you ruined the date with her?
He ruined her life.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing.
I think she moved out of America.
Was there any ripping and tearing on the date, Mike?
Bean, that's what I do.
Yeah, that is what you do. You can't tell.
We paper shredded for the date. That's what we did. We took a bunch of files from a law firm and shredded them up.
So the Choice debuted last week, won the night. I think it was a huge hit, its debut. Episode number 2 airs tonight at 9 on the Fox Network. It's Mike Catherwood, Joe Jonas, Seth Westcott, and some guy named Parker Young. He's an actor model, I guess. He's the other guy who's on the...
He is the best looking person I've ever seen.
Really?
He's the best looking guy.
You should have gone out with him, Mike.
He's so good looking.
Can I choose one of the other guys?
Yeah.
All right. So that'll be on at 9 on Fox. Our old friend Mike Catherwood is here. We'll talk some more right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us for his weekly visit coming up in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
He's so beautiful.
You were just with him.
So beautiful.
Who's more buff now, Psycho Mike, you or Drew?
Drew.
Drew, way more buff, right?
Drew is a huge man.
Yeah.
But I could beat him up.
Well, yeah, unless you train.
Yeah.
And you're also 20 years younger than he is.
Whatever.
Right?
That doesn't matter. He could outlast Mike. It's just...
And Drew is a genius. He really is. His intellect is off the charts. But when it comes to anything manly, he's practically Cro-Magnon man. Like, Drew, if it does... Anything that involves doing stuff that a man needs to do... Drew's like he really is. He's like developmentally disabled.
Really?
Yeah. This is my favorite story. Carolla loves to tell this story about how Dr. Drew was late to Loveline one night because he got a flat tire and had to call AAA. Not that crazy, right? Except for that he got a flat tire in his own garage.
What?
Dr. Drew called AAA to come to his garage and change his tire.
Wasn't that the actual incident that made Adam sit down and write the book, In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks? That's what started the whole thing, right?
It might have been the impetus to an entire book.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, AAA, how do you face a AAA?
How do you look that guy in the eye?
Yeah, how do you look him in the eye and go, I have a flat in the garage.
Yeah. Well, where is it? You stranded out on the highway there? No.
It's in my garage.
You have a spare?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have tools?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think most people know how to change a tire?
Yes. I changed my own tire.
Lisa May.
Come on. Yes.
I would guess most people do.
Most people
and
do.
And, you know what? It's not about actually physically, completing the job. Give it a shot.
Give it a try.
Right. Roll up your sleeves there, doctor, and maybe break out a scalpel. Do something.
That's a good point. Psycho Mike is here for two reasons. One is The Choice, which we just talked about, airs tonight at 9 on Fox. The other show is a daily show that airs weekday afternoons at 2, I believe, on Channel 11 in Los Angeles. And it is a new talk show hosted by a woman I know nothing about except that I hate her because she used to be a real housewife. Her name is Bethany. Is that right, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Bethany Frankel, yeah.
And it's spelled all honked up, right, with too many N's.
I think there's two ends, yes, and what's and lots of ease.
What do you do on that show? How do you end up on a show with a real housewife? That seems like something you would automatically hate.
They put together a panel for the pilot episode where they wanted to get like man opinion, and right. So they put like they gathered.
Oh, you're not representing men, are you?
It was yes. It was myself and like Warren Sapp and I believe Kevin Nealon and a bunch of guys with like really different points of view, but all the male point of view,
right?
And they liked me, I guess, and they invited me back to do the real shows. And
no kidding,
yeah, and I,
and not the other guys.
They invited them back for the premiere episode, but they've invited me back beyond that to film other episodes. That's their kind
and
of
applause.
Default Yay. Co-host. Yes,
so
thank you.
Give me an example of the type of issue they would put in front of you, and then you would give the perspective that would be different from the housewives.
The idea of texting someone
don't
after a first date.
Don't you hate it when your husband's gone all day and you have to take care of the kids?
Yeah, and I'm
then
like,
he comes home and wants to watch TV.
You tell it, sister, and then the whole crowd goes, "Yeah, you're right." Yeah. Don't you hate it when men don't recognize motherhood as a real job? And then everybody goes, "Yeah, all right."
This does sound like you.
How about
sounds
that
like
toilet kind of show?
No, Woo! Actually, they are definitely trying to be a more kind of real life talk show. They're pushing that Bethany's edgy type thing. So they talk about like how soon is too soon to have sex when you're dating someone. You're just dating someone new.
But she's a housewife though. Come on,
texting
first date,
texting versus calling someone. Like, is it the same? And I don't think it is. I won't call a girl, but I still don't think it's as nice to text her. stuff like that. Just like love line kind of stuff. Actually,
do you have anything that I would want to watch? Just anything. You went on Dancing with the Stars.
It's so funny. It's so funny because, like, clearly, I have maybe a unique taste in television.
Yes,
but I don't have very popular taste in television. In that, I've done three or four shows that I was like, guys, this is awesome. Where I'm on like finding out the ins and outs of nuclear submarines and where so like dangerous animal and it never makes it to TV. But you give me a swivel chair and a dating show, I'm right on prime time. It's unbelievable.
How is this Bethany Frankel? Was she a good choice?
Yes, I think that because Bean, I think a lot of people share that same sentiment. Where look, she's a real housewife. How charismatic and great can she be? But mm-hmm. she's really separated herself from the rest of the Real Housewives, and that she had her own show. She developed her own line of the Skinny Girl products and stuff.
And she's crazy rich, right?
She's filthy stinking from that Skinny Girl stuff. I mean, filthy stinking FU.
Amazing.
What's private
jet? Stinking FU private jet money? What is that?
Private jet money. I mean, I don't think I know exactly. But
millions and millions.
She's eight figures at least, like in the bank, hanging, chilling.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. and she's charismatic and she's opinionated and stuff. And
have you nailed her?
No, I have not. Okay, I have been hanging out with her husband, who's on set a lot.
I see.
Which didn't
have you nailed him?
Which didn't help me with the Kelly Ripa situation, and it didn't help me with the Bethany Frankel situation.
Yeah, that's true. I would imagine the husbands are not crazy to welcome you to their wives' lives full time.
No, because I am a total slime ball on the air, like throwing myself at both said ladies.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right, that's 2 o'clock this afternoon at Fox, and then The Choice at 9. You want to stick around and help us talk to Dr. Drew coming up next?
Oh yeah.
Because you haven't talked to him in hours. We'll do that right after this on the Kevin Beach Show. This is kind of exciting. Mike Catherwood in studio with us. Dr. Drew on the phone. It's a Love Live reunion.
Oh, here it is. Been waiting for this all morning.
Oh, yes.
It's just 9 hours since I've seen Michael.
What are you wearing, doctor?
Sweat.
Oh.
Come on. Play along, for God's sakes.
I try to be honest.
Are you? I hope he
Nobody's
was wearing...
looking for honesty when they ask what you're wearing.
Mike's in a Speedo, for God's sake.
And a G-string.
You know in the Three Stooges when the doctors wear that thing where it's just a circle, like a reflective circle on their head? That's all I want them to be wearing.
Well, listen, Dr. Drew, we always look forward to talking to you every week, and there's always something in the news that we appreciate your expertise on. But there's a story I had not even heard about that Mike says you guys have discussed on Loveline that involves Britney Spears. What's this all about?
Well, Britney, I guess, you know, the heavy-duty work she's doing there, is it? What's the program she's judging? Is it
X Factor?
That's right. And, you know, that's such high-level intellectual work.
Sure.
And it's the intensity of the service has her running off the set periodically because, well, you know, she just can't focus long enough because of her ADD, ADHD.
ADD, ADHD? What's that?
ADD, basically.
Oh, I see.
People understand what that is.
The first day I heard she walked out because she was tired or frustrated or somebody ruined her song or something. Now it's a regular thing and that's her excuse?
Yeah, that's her excuse.
Sweet.
And let's be clear, guys. I mean, this... You know, it just shows how fragile and how serious her mental health issues are. And to blame it on ADD or ADHD is actually an offense to people that actually have that illness because this has nothing to do with it.
How do you know?
Because, well, she may have those things, but that doesn't cause people to run off, you know, run away from their responsibilities or storm out of a room. That's all due to, you know, real serious psychopathology and or drug addiction, by the way. I still don't see where that was ever really fully dealt with. Mike, you agree with me on that?
Yeah, why not? I mean, also, I know I'm serious. And here's the thing. When you don't know Simon Cowell or L.A. Reid, these guys who have had to work their whole life to get to the point where they're at, they would never think, no matter how much they don't like their job, they ain't going to get up and just walk away from it because
it's just not okay.
It would be the same thing as any one of the four of you just going, just all of a sudden getting up and walking out in the middle of a broadcast. Just, I'm sorry, I just can't handle it. I mean, you know, it's stressful. I can't handle
ADD,
it.
I got ADD.
Yeah, I got ADD. I had trouble focusing. Bean's freaking me out, and I got to go.
That happens on a daily basis.
It's possible that she's just being a little spoiled brat then, and she doesn't have any kind of mental or drug issue, though, right, Doctor?
Listen, if somebody is unable to fulfill their employ and they are adult and they have a history of psychiatric hospitalization, I'd put it on a mental health issue, not just being immature.
But if they're letting her get away with it, which they are,
yeah,
then how does she know that's not okay?
Well,
it's not like they're going to fire her.
This is so true of so much of the misbehaving of celebrities, but I have to wonder, it makes me wonder, is if they pushed harder... they have a sense that they might have something really problematic on their hands going on.
All right, let me ask you this, Dr. Drew, and tell me if this flies in the face of your diagnosis, and that is, how does she get up when she's touring? How does she perform a 90-minute concert every night and is able to come out to sing every song?
Who knows what's going on? First of all, that requires that's a certain kind of an arousing experience that she can probably step into, and it's almost automatic for her. She's been doing it for so long.
Plus, she's just lip-syncing.
And who knows, right, and then who knows what sort of... Mishigas goes on before she has to get out on stage. These reality shows, they're long days. You know, they're very long periods of time. And people do freak out generally when they're working on a reality set. But when somebody just is unable to cope and just storms out, that tells you that they're blowing a fuse a little bit. It's a much different circumstance. And again, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I bet we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg of something really unpleasant.
Is it possible that she remember? Because everybody remembers when she went south hard.
Yeah.
And then her dad got put in charge, and then she seemed to come back. Is it possible she didn't really? It just looks that way to us.
She has. Listen, guys. She nearly died of bipolar disorder and addiction. Her parents saved her life by doing something very difficult, which is getting a conservatorship over an adult child. It's almost impossible to do that. It's very difficult to do. And they did it. By the way, getting parents to cooperate with that, they're afraid the child will never speak to them again,
sure.
This kind of stuff.
Especially a child with money.
That's right. And so with Empower. And so they did what they needed to do, and it stabilized her, but it didn't, you know, make her completely well. I mean, these are chronic conditions. The reason I asked Mike to comment is, you know, both of us have sort of seen what looks like drug addiction there, and I see no evidence of sobriety. I see sort of temporizing and psychiatric care, all been excellent. But this is something that's going to come back.
Well,
it
I want to ask both of you guys, when I've seen Britney in public, when she's done a statement like when they trotted her out to announce her joining the X Factor cast, she almost looks like it's a hostage video. She can barely speak. I mean, it's very muted. There's no sign of that fun, like sparkly personality that she used to have. It almost seems like she's heavily medicated every day.
Well, she pretty much has to be, again, given what she was, what we were dealing with there in terms of, remember, she was going to die. So she had, you know, life-threatening psychiatric illness. Yeah, she's going to be on medication most of her life, and she's required to take it by her conservators, who are there to make sure she does what she's supposed to do.
Go ahead, Psycho Mike.
I'm sorry, Bean, but yeah, from the mind of an addict myself, I really feel for people who are dual diagnosis like this, who essentially people, professionals, are telling them, you have to take these pills, but you can't do drugs or alcohol or anything else. But in the mind of a dumb addict, which is what I am and what I'm assuming Britney Spears is, it's hard to kind of differentiate, and the lines get blurred because you just enjoy the fact that you put something in your body and it makes you feel different.
That's right. And if there's no real, you know, firm sobriety, again, I just don't see evidence that she's involved in a program. Then it gets even more confusing because you're just sort of, you know, your disease is percolating along and you're kind of okay from a psychiatric standpoint. These are complex and dangerous things. By talking about it this morning, I have no means do I want to demean her or wish her ill or anything. I feel very bad for this young lady, and I'm thank God that she's still alive, and I want to hats off to her parents for doing something very difficult. But to sort of, I hate it when PR people and publicists give a ridiculous gloss to something, and then the press buys it. That drives me crazy. So let's say...
So the press goes, yeah, it's ADD.
Yeah, they go, oh, she's got terrible ADD. Poor kid. No, she's got terrible psychiatric problems. Let's say a prayer for her, but let's not BS her. Stop it now.
Does it make me bad that I want that show to start going live right away so that I can watch it?
Yeah, it does. We already know that about you.
Okay.
Though, so.
All right.
These are very interesting points that you guys make. I think you guys should have some sort of a call-in talk show where people can talk about their problems, because it sounds like you got some real insights, you guys.
Oh, great idea. Bean, how are you? You sound a little down this morning. You all right?
Love Light Air, Sunday through Thursday, 10 to midnight. Dr. Drew, thanks for coming on. Have a great week.
Good night, Mike.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Ralph is here with the show, but first, a question for you, Lisa.
Yes.
Why would you do stand-up comedy for animals? I don't even understand how they could possibly enjoy something.
Animals
like that.
Love comedy.
Oh, they love to laugh.
And I speak animals.
Hyenas, hello.
Yes.
The laughing
Excellent
hyena,
point.
It's right in his name.
And Boner, he just laughs and laughs when I'm at home.
He only likes George Lopez, though.
Actually, they're going to have professional comedians.
What?
I mean, they invited me, but I said, no, let's just let the real people do it. Give them a break. So that next Tuesday, there is a comedy benefit at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, and it's for this group called Hope Veterinary Center. It's awesome. I volunteered with them a few times. They're vets that have clinics for homeless people's pets. So they have these on Sunday mornings, and they can come in, and for no cost, they will fix the animals. If whatever issues they have, they will take care of, and they volunteer their time. And, you know, you can imagine how expensive it is to get all of the supplies and medication and everything you need for this. So they need to raise some money, and we have some tickets left. It's next Tuesday. You can go to hopeveterinarycenter.org, and if you miss that, you can email me, and I will send you to the right place. Tickets are only $20, and I'll be there. And if you want to come early and have dinner, come and do that and buy me a drink. It'll be fun.
Who's gigging? Do you know who the comedians are?
I don't know. I looked earlier, and I do not remember.
Okay.
Good work. I'm sure it'll be good.
I'm sure it will, too. There's no bad comedians out there.
No.
That's true.
And it's a great
bad audiences.
Great cause.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, thank
Time
you.
For the Showbiz Beat.
Let's talk about Showbiz News. Hugh Laurie is segueing quite seamlessly from his hit television show to a big-time motion picture. He's going to be the villain in the new RoboCop.
Ooh, that looks good.
He will be the CEO of Omnicorp, which, of course, creates RoboCop. And the thing is, they bury some evil programming deep inside of him. You think he's all virtuous and good and stuff, but no, they've got their own agenda. Joel Kinnaman is going to play RoboCop. Abby Cornish will play his wife. And Samuel L. Jackson is also in the cast.
Sam Jackson's in a movie?
Yeah, no, it's hard to believe, isn't it? I'm looking forward to this, actually. I'm not a big reboot or remake guy. But this is something that I think can actually translate very well into a new version.
I don't remember RoboCop, so I look forward to it.
I love they made two of them. And a TV series.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Please step away. You are in violation of the law.
It's awesome. Peter Weller is great in that movie. Justin Bieber is going to be on The View on June the 19th. Oh, I can't handle all the gay. It's making my head swim. The View and Justin Bieber in the same same fell swoop. It looks like, if I read this correctly, he's been on the show several times.
I don't think I'd like it.
You wouldn't.
This time, of course, he's going to be on to promote his new album, Believe, which comes out the same day. So him and Joy Behar will do a duet.
He's on the Today Show tomorrow, performing live.
Oh! 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 Let's talk about real music. Metallica!
There you go.
They have done a very cool thing. They are releasing a public service announcement while they work with the FBI, trying to catch the man wanted in the death of the Virginia Tech student who went missing after a Metallica concert. You may remember this story. 20-year-old Morgan Harrington disappeared after a Metallica show in October 2009 in Charlottesville, Virginia. Her remains were found 3 days later. In 2010, Metallica offered a $10,000 reward to anyone who had information that led to the arrest of the alleged murderer. And James Hetfield still is very passionate about this cause. Wants you to come forward if you have any information. So they are putting out a public service announcement. The entire band is to help the FBI and track down this person because they take it personally. Because Morgan was a fan of theirs, and they want to honor her memory the best they can by catching her killer. So
that's cool.
Very cool event. And Madonna is in the news. I don't know if you guys saw it this week. She whipped out her nipple on stage.
Yeah.
Heard about it.
I saw the headline. I didn't really want to see that.
It's kind of creepy.
She's old and sinewy.
She's, I think she did just to prove that she's still a woman.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday she showed her ass on stage in Rome.
What's going on, Ralph?
Her boob in Istanbul, her ass in Rome. I'm afraid what's going to happen when she gets to Paris. She's running out of things to flash.
Isn't her legacy assured at this point? Hasn't she had a successful enough career for long enough that she doesn't really need to do cheap stunts like
that's
this?
That's all she's ever done, Bean.
No.
Yes, it's not at all.
No,
She's been a great musical artist.
I'm not denying that she hasn't been a musical artist, but all along the way she's done these kind of stunts where she does stuff against religion and against...
But it was always artistic and...
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was always motivated by some sort of performance art.
Yes,
I
exactly.
Never thought so. I thought
exactly.
She was always just a "Hey, look at me!"
No,
because I'm outrageous.
It was always somehow involved with the work that she was doing. Yeah, she would try to shock, she would try to provoke, absolutely. But it was always somehow intertwined with whatever work she was doing. She would never get on stage and just pull her boob out on stage and flash the audience. I mean, she was never that kind of just crass, desperately seeking attention kind of performer. She wasn't like a Nicki Minaj or one of those who just please look at me for whatever part of my body I'm showing. She always had some angle that at least was interesting. But now showing her ass and her boob on stage, it's like early onset Alzheimer's or something. It's just pathetic.
And no one wants to see it on top of it. No one wants to see it.
I think she's in a desperate spin out because she's no longer relevant and pop music has passed her by, and now the Katy Perry's and the Rihanna's and the Lady Gaga's are dominating her role and what she used to do in music. And now she is sort of a used-to-be. And
that last album was a big dog.
Yeah. And her current tour, the Revenge of the Mummy tour, is is also not doing the numbers that she's used to. So I think she's really starting to panic. And it's kind of sad because she's a 53-year-old woman doing the same kinds of things that she was doing when she was in her 20s, and it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't play, you know? When she's preening around in fishnets and, you know, singing about cheerleaders and stuff, it's just creepy.
Yeah. She went in the wrong line of work to age gracefully, though, doing that kind of music.
She had to reinvent herself yet again, or has to, if she wants to continue. She's going to have to start singing ballads or do something else. I mean, she's going to have to change the direction of her music.
Think pulling out a boob every once in a while will do it?
Not at 53 when
you
look like that. Yeah. No, it's not sexy. It just seems sad. You need to do something else. And women have done it.
Of course.
Plenty of young, sexy singers, actresses, whatever, have sort of tapered down that aspect of their career and gone in a different direction because it's more age appropriate, you know?
Right. Even somebody like Donna Summer, who died recently, was still able to get up and sing dance music and not embarrass herself up until the end.
Right. Okay. Off my soapbox. Today's celebrities' birthdays are Boy George, 51 years old today. Donald Trump turned 66.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Well, you should be. Look at that hair. Yasmine Bleeth is 44. Diablo Cody celebrates her 34th birthday. TV personality and war hero J.R. Martinez is 29. Kevin McHale from Glee, he's the one in the wheels. He is 24 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, Robert Pattinson back in the news complaining about things that are bad for him.
Hey, R-Pats, how are you?
Yeah. How are you?
You did an interview with The Guardian and...
Kevin Costner?
What?
No. He's talking about the newspaper, The Guardian, not the film, The Bodyguard.
And R-Pats, the nickname, apparently you hate. You hate R-Pats and you want to...
Dumb, isn't it?
I want to strangle whoever came up with that idea.
I will, because I'm a black belt.
You're not a black belt. You're not going to strangle anybody. Why don't you try being grateful for one second?
I checked out the whole Gracie family yesterday. One by one. Even the broads. It's true.
Nope.
I was like, what's your name?
Maybe
Sophia Gracie? Because all pets is bad. Hi-ya.
I don't know who came up with it, but it does seem like these days that every celebrity has to have some sort of a nickname for the headlines and whatnot. You know,
they're
always it can't be Brad and Angelina. It has to be Brangelina. It can't be even your girlfriend, Kristen Stewart. She has to be K-Stew. That's just how – that's the world we live in now for some reason.
You know, all Pats calls a dumb bitch.
I'm sorry. That's
my nickname for her.
Okay, good.
Sullen bitch. Look at you with your scowl. You make millions of dollars being a crap actor. Shut your mouth, woman. That's what our Pat says to her. Hooray.
Do you have a horn?
You know that after I choked out the Gracies, I was outfielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers. I love to hit home runs.
Well,
how would you like it if they called you Beanback?
That doesn't make any sense.
Or you K-Rai.
That doesn't make any sense.
It sure makes as much sense as our Pats. Stupid.
Right. But look, isn't the thing
it's
that
just
you...
my first initial and the beginning of my last name. Why not say Robert Pattinson?
That's
tremendous actor, thespian Robert Pattinson.
Please take it easy.
It's a lot of syllables to say Robert Pattinson. That's the thing.
He's also upset about the fact that people who see him act in a teen movie think he's dumb. People think you're dumb because
I'm in the room. Don't talk about me like not. I think that I'm smart.
Right.
I am.
People think you're dumb and you're complaining about that.
First off, would someone who's dumb go to Harvard?
You didn't go to Harvard.
Well, it's besides the point. Right? Would someone who's dumb go there?
I don't think so. But that is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant to you, though.
My only friend is my guitar.
Did you bring your guitar? Oh, you have your guitar with you. Nice. Okay.
I go with it everywhere.
Oh, that's...
My name shouldn't be R-Pats. It should be Thick Dong. Or perhaps Master Johnson. You get what I'm saying? It's a double entendre. People have the last name Johnson, Lisa, but I was saying Massive Johnson like a Winnie. We're gonna pick it a boo bop bow. Smaggity dang. Thank you very much. I rip so hard. Kung Fu style turbo.
California.
That's not much of a song.
Oh, is
it?
It
wasn't that complicated to follow either.
I can hear your program director running down here to make sure he gets that on the playlist.
Hey, while you're here, R-Pats, can I just ask one Twilight question? Do you mind? Because I don't know anything about
your... Oh, please indulge me, Twilight.
I don't know anything about your movies here.
I don't know anything about your movies. I don't know anything about your stupid radio show. So there you go. Boom.
In Breaking Dawn Part 2 that's coming out in November, you and K-Stew, you have a baby who's a vampire? But the other guy, Jacob, who's a talking dog, he has somehow already bonded with the vampire baby, and now there's a war between vampires and werewolves? That's what's happening in the last movie?
That's right. What a stupid movie. I have a baby vampire, and then the dog is mended with it like they went to some type of fabrication shop, and then a guy took a welder and put two things together like they did to my tuck and roll interior on my brand new Bentley. It was quite nice, really. I thought, wow, I don't know if it will go with the lines of the car, but it turned out very nice. Dumb movie about a dog man and babies that are bad. And
you're better at the guitar than you are singing.
If I had a vampire baby, I'd just throw it at people and watch it suck his blood like a little baby bat. Well, it'd be great, right? Hey, look at me. Oh, isn't my baby cute? Why? Kikai kungo. You know what that is, Lisa?
No, what is that?
Korean hapkido. I'm a master.
I didn't know that.
Chungao!
When I was in Seoul, Korea, I saw a lot of people that were shorter than me. And then I got on the subway, bam, bam. And then they smashed me in with these big boards. They said, you can fit more people on the subway. I said, no, probably not. That doesn't seem like it is within fire restrictions. But they said, we have different standards for what's safe here in Korea. And we got a lot of good barbecue. That's falsetto, baby. How you like that, redhead?
That's impressive.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, our pads. Yeah. Our pads.
Woo! Hey, redhead, I got a roofie with your name on it. Booyah.
Ralph, do you approve of Kevin tweeting photos of the Octomom pleasuring herself?
I am not tweeting those photos as much as I am a link that I retweeted from somebody else.
Uh-huh. Why are you inflicting that upon people who are fans of yours? Why would you do that to them?
I'm telling them they don't necessarily want to see, but, you know, there's an interest level because she's a celebrity. You know,
your thoughts, Ralph?
He's trying to find a showbiz.
Oh. Okay.
Apparently it's all in the trash.
Our Pats threw away my showbiz beat along with his notes.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice of him, wasn't it?
It was nice of our Pats.
Yeah.
He's not a considerate young star at
the
all.
The Octomom's on TMZ if you want to go see her.
Yeah, they're covering everything up.
Which is good.
No, it's not. If I'm going to the sideshow, I want to see the bearded lady. No. I want to see the dog-faced boy. I want to see all of it. I'm not going to the half-ass sideshow. I want to see the freaks. I want to see the freaks. Because the Greeks don't like no freaks.
That's what I've heard. All right, time for the showbiz news. Fresh out of the trash can. What's going on?
Smells good. Before I get to showbiz news.
Yes.
I still have some more tickets to give away. To the special K-Rock Advance screening of a film that is near and dear to my own heart called Ted.
Yay!
We're going to be showing it at the AMC Burbank on Tuesday, June the 26th. If you'd like to see Ted, the story of a boy and his talking teddy bear before anybody else, well, call now, 1-800-520-1067. First three callers to get through, I will give you a pair of passes to see the show. And if you don't win, go and see the movie in theaters everywhere Friday, June the 29th. In fact, if I do give you free tickets, you should go twice to the theater and pay twice for it.
That's true. You kind of owe them.
You kind of owe us.
That's true.
Yeah. So, looking forward to that.
And I play Mark Wahlberg's dad.
You
so
don't.
I'm happy to
you
say
do
that
not.
You can see me. What?
Actually, that is my role.
Oh, that's your
I
role.
I play Mark's dad in flashback, of course, because I'm much too pretty and youthful to play his dad in flashback. Don't forget that.
I'm the guy in the theater watching that movie. Back
Khloe here. Kardashian. Apparently, is trying to breed.
Oh, no, no, no. She must be stopped.
Sources are saying she was at the ART Reproductive Center in Beverly Hills last Monday to get evaluated for fertility treatments.
Where's the outrage there?
Her big sister Kim tagged along for moral support, so I can only assume this is going to be on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Isn't
later.
Everything?
Of course.
Although maybe that's too much for that show.
Because it's too much storyline?
Something's
actually happening,
yeah.
You mean? No, I'm sure they will milk the crap out of this. First of all...
No.
They do great work at the Art Reproductive Center.
Oh, okay.
But even they cannot cross the species, I don't think. I don't think they're going to be able to get a liger out of you and Lamar Odom. I'm sorry, Khloe Kardashian.
I wonder if she is repulsed by the idea of adoption, which would make sense, because... She needs a Kardashian bloodline.
Yes.
I mean, you got to be in that family. You got to be one of those guys, right?
Kris Jenner won't represent anyone who's not directly related to the Kardashian bloodline.
See?
Just ask Brandon Jenner.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It's science.
Denise Richards confirmed that she has parted ways with Richie Sambora during appearance on the talk. She says, "We're not dating, but I'm very friendly with all my exes, and we'll always have a bond."
Yeah.
Yeah, herpes.
What? Sorry.
R. Kelly owes the government a little money. Turns out he didn't pay his taxes in 2005. Or 2006.
Well, that.
Or 2007.
What?
Or 8. Or what? 9. Or 2010.
That's insane considering he's so
rich.
Public. You know what I mean? Like, he's out there.
They're going to miss your money, R. Kelly. They're going to miss it. If you don't turn it in, they're going to notice.
You're right out there in their faces.
For instance, in 2005, he owed in taxes $1.4 million. If you just don't pay that, they're going to notice.
Bit of a red flag.
Our government is broke. They're really looking for any way they can find money.
They're
going to find
their money. His total for those 6 years in back taxes, $4.8 million.
Wow.
So we can expect Trapped in the Closet chapters 25 through 117 anytime soon. Me either. He teased us. They're going to be coming. And where are they?
Yeah.
Where's the outrage there?
He's got another.
Here we go. Then opens the dresser. Open the dresser. He looks at the closet. What kind of gun did he get? I pull out my Beretta.
Now, to be honest with y'all, the Beretta, I really needed a rhyme word for dresser.
For dresser?
You know, Beretta just came out. Oh, but at the same time, it makes sense. That's the interesting thing about...
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's genius. He needed a rhyme for dresser, and he came... Just Beretta just jumped into his mind. His dresser and Beretta.
And he said, yes.
They're practically the same word.
It's like magic.
And it also worked out. That's the magic of poetry.
He's got another new album coming out, I think, next week, Ralph, which is not a Trapped in the Closet-related product.
I'm not interested.
What's the point of that?
Hey, Mugs, genius is spelled with an I.
I know.
All right. Sorry, Becky.
Chris Brown injured in a bar fight with Drake.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Drake's crew and Chris Brown's crew threw down in a nightclub in New York City, according to TMZ. This earned Chris Brown a nasty cut on his chin. Apparently a wound from a bottle being thrown at his head. If nothing else for Drake's crew, they have excellent aim. You got to give them that. Chris Brown tweeted, "How you party with rich N-words that hate, LOL, throwing bottles like girls, hashtag shame on ya."
Oh, what a burn.
Apparently.
You can't really mock them for throwing bottles if you're the one who got hit in the face and is cut and bleeding as a result of it. It's obviously effective.
Yeah. How about my chin caught your bottle, bitch? Yeah, it doesn't really work so much. Not that impressive a tweet. The two apparently came to blows and bottles over an argument about Chris's ex-girlfriend Rihanna, who Drake reportedly hooked up with. So some bad blood there. Left Chris Brown with a nasty gash on his face. And that's not the first time. Thank you! Acting! Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Kevin McHale of Glee. He's the one in the wheelchair. He is 42 years old. No, he just looks 42. He's 24 years old. J.R. Martinez, war hero and TV personality. Dancing with the Stars alum, 29 years old. Diablo Cody, the screenwriter, is 34. Yasmine Bleeth, formerly of Baywatch fame. And formerly of Rehab, 44 years old today. Boy George turns 51. And Donald Trump. Donald Trump turned 66 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We've got movie beat, of course, because it is Friday. Don't look at me like that. Comedian Jay Moore, funny man Jim Jeffries on the program tomorrow.
Wow.
Andy Samberg on the show.
What?
Ken Marino on the show.
Stop it.
And
no, you
ask lie. A stripper on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean show.